So tell us, I guess, what the main reason was. And, you know, it's probably a simple answer because obviously you went to Southwestern, but in brief terms, I guess, what was the main reason behind the decision?
You're right on with that. It was a great opportunity to get back to my alma mater and actually get to work with the coach that I played for. That was probably the biggest reason. Another thing that got me back was both of my sisters live in the area, so I'm going to be a little closer to some family. And just, you know, the whole environment of being back at my alma mater and spending some time with family, it was a pretty easy decision.
Coming from Oklahoma, and then you went to Fort Hays State the whole round, and you end up in Garden City. So what did the 6 years here mean to you?
Oh, man, it was such a great experience. You know, there's so much we went through with the basketball program and building it up to such a national powerhouse now, you know, competing at such a high level within the conference and even, you know, reaching, getting ourselves into the national rankings in the last couple of years. Very, very proud of the work we did with Alora and with Nick to get that program back on its feet and being very successful. But one of the best things, one of my favorite things about Garden City is there were so many great people in the community at the college that built some really great relationships that I'll cherish forever.
All right, so you're going back to a coach that you played for, and now you're going to be coaching under that coach. Is this all coming full circle, the surreal moment, I would assume?
Yeah, it's a little surreal still. You know, we've had a few meetings here and there so far, and I think the biggest difference is just the way we talk to each other now, more as colleagues instead of the boss and the one in charge. So it's definitely been good so far, but excited to work for somebody that's been around the game for a lot longer than I have, and it'll be a good learning experience.